right, we're back. Second hour of the American Awakening. Your host, Michael Herzog, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And I'm talking about the Act of 1871, where they changed our Constitution on us, but they didn't tell us about it, folks. When you hear some individuals say that the Constitution is null and void, think about how our government has transformed over time from a municipal or service-oriented entity into a corporate or profit-oriented entity. We are living under the myth that this is lawful, but it is not. We are being ruled by a de facto or unlawful form of government, the corporate body of the deathmongers, the controllers. Yeah, I remember in Irwin Schiff's trial, the poor guy went to jail for 13 years. I remember that the judge made a comment like, "I'm not going to allow the law in my courtroom." Well, what does that tell you? You see, that they want you to think that you're arguing under one form of law, but you're really arguing under a completely different form of law. And I'll take a quick note with that, and I'll go to the CFR, where it says commercial crimes. Any of the following types of crimes, federal or state, and a top crime is it's a commercial crime. All crimes are commercial. Offenses against the revenue laws. It's a commercial crime. With the passage of the Act of 1871, a series of subtle and overt deceptions were set in motion, all in conjunction and collusion with the Congress, who knowingly and deliberately sold the people down the river. Did they tell you this in government school? I doubt it. They were too busy drumming the fictional version of history into your brain and mine. By failing to disclose what they did to the American people, the people became ignorant of what was happening. Over time, the Republic took it on the chin to the point of a knockdown. With the surrender of their gold in 1933, the people essentially surrendered their law. I don't suppose you were taught that in school either. That's because our real history, folks, is hidden from us. This is the way Roman civil law works, and our form of governance today is based upon Roman civil law and admiralty maritime law, better known as the divine right of kings and law of the seas, respectively. This explains a lot. Roman civil law was fully established in the original colonies even before our nation began and is also known as private international law. The government, which was created for the District of Columbia via the Act of 1871, operates under private international law and not common law, which was the law of the Constitutional Republic. This is very important to note, since it impacts all Americans in concrete ways. You must recognize that private international law is only applicable within the District of Columbia and not in the other states of the Union. The various forms of the corporation are known as departments, such as the judiciary, the justice, and the treasury. You recognize these names? Yes, you do, but they are not what you assume them to be. These departments all belong to the corporation known as the United States, capital letters. They do not belong to you and me under the corporate institution and its various amendments that operate outside of the Constitutional Republic. I refer you to the United States Code, all capital letters, Title 28-3002-15A-B-C. It's stated unequivocally that the United States is a corporation. Realize, too, that the corporation is not a separate and distinct entity from the government. It is the government, your government. This is extremely important. I refer to this as the corporate empire of the United States, capital letters, which operates under Roman civil law outside of the Constitution. How do you like being ruled by a cheesy, sleazy corporation? You'll ask your congressman about this. You say? Right. Like they would answer you. Congress is fully aware of this deception. You must be made aware that the members of Congress do not work for you and me. Rather, they work for the corporation known as the United States in capital letters. This is really any surprise to you? This is why we can't get them to do anything on our behalf or to answer to us, as in the case with the illegal income tax. Among many other things, contrary to popular belief, they are not our civil servants. They do not work for us. They are the servants of the corporate government and carry out its bidding, period. I'll be back with more of this. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Stick with me. Back in three.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. The Act of 1871 did the same thing to us that they were doing to the Indians, folks. Yes, the Indians. But they pulled out. The Lakota Indians just pulled out. They said, we're not a part of the United States anymore. What are we going to do? Let me continue with this. The great number of committees and subcommittees that the Congress has created all work together like a multi-headed monster to oversee the various corporate departments. And you should know that every single one of these that operates outside of the District of Columbia is in violation of the law. The corporate government of the capital letters United States has no jurisdiction or authority in any state of the republic beyond the District of Columbia. Let this sink into your brain for a minute. Ask yourself, could this deception really have occurred without the full knowledge and complicity of the Congress? Do you think it happened by accident? You are deceiving yourself if you do. There are no accidents or coincidences. It is time to confront the truth and awaken from ignorance. Your legislators will not apprise you of this information. You are presumed to know the law. They know you don't know the law, or your history for that matter, because this information has not been taught to you. No concerted effort has been made to inform you. As a sovereign, you are entitled to full disclosure of the facts. As a slave, you are entitled to nothing other than what the corporation decides to give you at a price. Be wary of accepting so-called benefits of the corporation of the capital letters United States. Aren't you enslaved enough already? I said that you are presumed to know the law. Still, it matters not if you don't in the eyes of the corporation. Ignorance of the law is not considered an excuse. It is your responsibility and your obligation as American to learn about the law and how it applies to you. They count on the fact that most people are too uninterested or distracted or lazy to do so. The people have been mentally conditioned to allow the alleged government to do their thinking for them, and we need to turn that around if we are to save our republic before it's too late. And I commend you, the listening audience out there, because I know a lot of this I'm preaching to the choir, but the bottom line is, folks, we need to bring this message forward to the people who do not know. And that's as much your job as it is mine. The United States government is basically a corporate instrument of the international bankers. This means you are owned by the corporation from birth to death. The corporate United States also holds ownership of all your assets, your property, and even your children. Does this sound untrue? Just ask Greg Pound. I'll have him up on my show next week, hopefully. Think long and hard about all those bills you pay, all the various taxes and fines and licenses you must pay for. Yes, they've got you in the pockets. Actually, they've had you by the butt for so long, as long as you've been alive. And in your heart, you know it's true. Don't believe any of this? Read up on the 14th Amendment. Check out how free you really are. With the Act of 1871 and subsequent legislation such as the purportedly ratified 14th Amendment, our once great nation of sovereigns has been subverted from a republic into a democracy, as is the case under Roman civil law. Our ignorance of the facts has led to our silence. Our silence has been construed as our consent to become beneficiaries of a debt we did not incur. The sovereign people have been deceived for hundreds of years into thinking they remain free and independent when in actuality we continue to be slaves and servants of the corporation. Treason was committed against the people in 1871 by the Congress. This could have been corrected through the decades by some honest men, assuming there were some, but it was not, mainly due to lust for money and power. There's nothing new there. Are we to forgive and justify this crime against the people? You have lost more freedom than you may realize due to corporate infiltration and the so-called government. We will lose more unless we turn away from a democracy that is in direct road to disaster and restore our constitutional republic. I am saddened to think about the brave men and women who were killed in all the wars and conflicts instigated by our controllers. These courageous souls fought for the preservation of ideals they believed to be true, not for the likes of the corporation. Do you believe that any one of the individuals who have been killed as a result of war and continually going on in Afghanistan and Iraq right now would have willingly fought or will continue to willingly fight if they know the full truth? Do you think one person would have laid down his life for a corporation? I think not. If the people had known long ago to what extent their trust had been betrayed, I wonder how long it would have taken for another revolution. What we need is a revolution in thought. We need to change our thinking, and we can change the world. That's why I say it's an info war, folks. Will we ever restore the republic? That is a question that we cannot answer yet. I hope and I pray that we, the sovereign people, will work together in a spirit of cooperation to make it happen in this lifetime. I know I'm going to give it my best shot, come what may. Our children deserve their rightful legacy, the liberty our ancestors fought so hard to give us. Will we remain silent, telling ourselves we are free and perpetuate the myth, or do we stand as one sovereign people and take back what has been stolen from the house of our republic? There's something to think about. It's called freedom. Do we have it? Do you want it? Do you have the diligence enough to get up and go get it? That's what I'm asking you, folks. This is all the way back to 1871. And do you think that it stopped since then? I mean, what we're seeing today, it's just they just ripped the curtains off. We see the Military Commissions Act, John Warner Defense Bill, Patriot Act 1 and 2, on and on and on, S-1959 that we're fighting now, the hate crimes legislation. You know, as a result of House Joint Resolution 192, and from that day forward, June 5th, 1933, no one in this nation has been able to lawfully pay a debt or lawfully own anything. The only thing one can do is tender in transfer of debt, with the debt being perpetual. The suspension of the gold standard and the prohibition against paying debts removed the substance for our common law to operate on and created a void as far as the law is concerned. The substance was replaced with a public national credit system where debt is legal tender money. You cannot pay the debt. If you've got a dollar bill in your pocket, it's just the instrument and the representative of somebody else's debt that they incurred. Think about that. Let's go to John in Tennessee. John, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Hey, Michael. I've got a bit of an echo. Excuse me. Would you mind terribly if I went off topic for a few minutes?
No, go ahead.
Okay, well, I don't know if anyone's aware of it outside of Tennessee. We have something rather unusual going on at the governor's mansion.
Really?
We've got a $900,000, it's appraised with a $900,000 value, and the governor and his wife, Angela Conte, Governor Phil Bredesen, are attempting to put a $19 million underground entertainment hall, 15,000 square feet. And if you're familiar with Tennessee at all, you realize that it's got a lot of limestone, which means a lot of blasting. Now, I'm wondering if there aren't similar things going on in Austin and other state capitals.
Well, I don't know. I wouldn't be able to answer that question. But you're telling me that the governor's mansion is appraised for $900,000 and they're talking about building a $19 million underground entertainment facility in there?
Well, that's what they're calling it. The governor is calling it a reception hall. What the media and what the people are calling it is Governor Bredesen's bunker. And I'm wondering, Michael, if there isn't more truth to that than people might be aware of. And that's why I was kind of hoping that I could put the word out for people in other state capitals to see what may be going on in regards to their governor's mansions or their state capitals with any unbelievable construction that may be going on. This may be something that's setting up for something to happen in the future.
Well, yeah, it's interesting that you brought that up because I tell you, very honestly, I don't know. I don't know if that's going on in Phoenix, Arizona, but I can say this. $19 million for an alleged entertainment facility underground, it's got to be some facility, and I would venture to say, of course, I'm a little conspiratorial, but I would venture to say that, yeah, I would lean more towards bunker than entertainment center.
Well, Michael, it's 15,000 square feet is the dining area. Now, that's three times the size of the dining area that the White House uses. They have restroom facilities where for 1,200. I mean, I don't know that it's 1,200 restrooms, but there's facilities for 1,200 people.
Do you know how deep in the underground that goes, John?
Michael, I've got a few facts that would really be interesting. It's actually two stories underground, and what's causing me to have some concern and maybe see a conspiracy bent to it is that they're actually using 38 panes of glass, 38 foot tall, 5 feet wide, from the base of this atrium that's coming up through the ground. It's going to protrude 8 feet through the ground, and it's going to have an oak tree planted in the middle of it. From outside the property, it's going to appear as a pond, but it's actually going to be a glass atrium in this dining area or this reception area or whatever you want to call it. There's some really unusual, and if you're interested, I can call back and give Kurt some contact information of someone that has a lot more understanding than I do, but there's some really strange peculiarities to this construction.
Okay,
that the
one
media
quick question.
Is not picking up on.
One quick question here. These panes of glass. Are you saying that that's going, across the ground, and then there's going to be water put up, so it's going to appear from above that it's a pond?
No, they're going to be vertical from the base. From the two stories below ground, these panes of glass that are 38 foot long and 5 foot wide are going to be arranged kind of like a vase, where they're going to be narrower at the base than they are at the top. And they're going to be arranged inside this building. And in the center of this glass is going to be an oak tree. Now, why the oak tree? I don't have any idea. But when you're talking about panes of glass that are two stories tall, and they're going to come up through the ground, and it's going to appear from outside, and it's going to be covered partially with glass, but it's going to appear to look as a pond.
I see. Okay, well, I'll tell you what. We got to go to a break here. John, go ahead and give your information to Kurt. And, yeah, I'd like to know a little bit more about it. We got to go to a break. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Thank you for the call, John. Appreciate it. We'll be back in three, folks. Stick with us.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog of The American Awakening coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Short segment coming up to the bottom of the hour. Phone lines are open, folks, 800-313-9443. You feel free to give me a call with any question or comment that you might have. It's really had some kind of bizarre phone calls today. Nothing on the subject matter, but that's okay. It's Friday, and we're preparing for Christmas. I want to mention, I got an email from Randy, which I don't, it says comments is, Iran is to revive the atom bomb nuke program. IMO neocons to start let's bomb Iran rhetoric once more to drown out the rapidly gaining Ron Paul revolution high speed express train. What do you think? Well, doesn't surprise me. I haven't heard anything about it. Of course, I didn't go in and read too much on the news today. I don't know where you picked this up, Randy. But, when my show's over, I'll be going in there looking for that. And nothing surprises me anymore. You know, when the National Intelligence Estimate came out and basically diffused and made a liar out of Bush and Cheney, I expected that they were going to have to do something to try to save face. And if that's what it is, that's what it is. But, at any rate, I don't know. You know, sometimes I just feel like they're just fear mongering, if you will. I know that they're trying to do everything that they can to ignore or to demonize Ron Paul because they are scared to death of this guy, and he's building momentum like nobody's business. And really, as far as I'm concerned, that's the only shot we've got, Ron Paul, to get our constitutional republic back, which is what they've been telling us all these years it was supposed to be. Of course, they continue to blast the word democracy, but when I was in school pledging allegiance to the flag, I didn't say the word democracy. I said republic. What about you? Going back to what I was speaking about before, the similarities between, you know, with what Russell Means was talking about with the Lakota tribe pulling out of the United States of America, they've been doing this to the Indians for 150 years. Why would it surprise us that they didn't, that they did the same thing to us, but they didn't tell us about it? And then I run across this executive order, thanks to Don in Oregon, that sent me executive order number 13037, which is real curious. This is an executive order dated March 3rd, 1997, penned by then President Bill Clinton. And what's interesting about this executive order is it's a commission to study capital budgeting. But what I find curious about this is it says that the appropriate definition of capital for federal budgeting, including the use of capital for the federal government itself or the economy at large, ownership by the federal government or some other entity, defense and non-defense capital, physical capital, and, now get this, folks, intangible or human capital. Now, what is human capital? Well, let's go to the Department of Human Resources. Human capital, human resource, well, that's our labor. So they wanted to study human capital, human resources. Your labor is the only natural resource conceivable to repay with, because you can't repay a debt with another debt. We're just transferring the debt. We have been doing that since 1933. So this information, and I haven't even hit the tip of the iceberg as far as all of this information, this massive information that Don in Oregon had sent to me. I perused through it once or twice, glossed over it, and I'm looking through this, and it's all starting to make sense. You say, all of what? Well, these people get prosecuted in these tax crimes. And they go in there, and they, you know, the jury is dumbed down. They handpick a jury that knows little or nothing about the law, and they make sure that they all pay their income tax. But it's a parallel set of laws that run they run alongside what we think is the law when we go in there to argue a case based upon the constitutionality or unconstitutionality, and they're going by a different set of laws, and we don't even know it. And this is why these people get imprisoned. Well, I'll tell you what, phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Let's go to Nicholas in Sweden. Nicholas, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Hello, Mr. Herzog. I'm sorry. My real name isn't Nicholas, but I just use it because it's easier to spell it.
That's okay.
I wanted to say that it's a great show. I always listen to it when I have a chance, and I'll try to be quick. Sorry for my bad English. I'm originally from Iran, and these bankers is the biggest conners of world, that's for sure. I have taken all of my money out of bank lately and put them into gold. And gold is going up, the value of money coming down. Prices, food is crazy in Sweden. Everything is going up. People are blind, totally blind. Mm-hmm. The media here doesn't show anything about economics, nothing. It's just a big show, like everything is okay, go shopping, and really, really horrible to watch it.
Well, it's the same thing over here. Now, you say that you're originally from Iran,
yes.
Nicholas?
Okay, yes,
tell
yes.
me, from your perspective, sir, what do you think about all this warmongering for them attacking Iran? I mean, you know, I'm an advocate. Iran has never premeditatedly attacked anybody. And I've seen video clips of that country over there, and I've watched speeches, and I've read letters from President Ahmadinejad.
Yes.
And I think all of this warmongering and the war drums beating and calling Iran the axis of evil, it's all preposterous. I don't think Iran has any intention of harming anybody. What is your perspective on that, Nicholas?
Yes, absolutely. You know, I lived half of my life in Iran and half in Sweden. For one thing, Iranian people are pretty peaceful guys, and I mean, they don't want war. We have been in war. I've been in war. I know how horrible it is. I've seen bombs and these rockets coming down on Tehran.
Okay, we got to tell you what, Nicholas, I got to stop. I got to take a break. We'll be back in three. You can stick with me if you want to. We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, speaking to Nicholas in Sweden. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. I'm on the phone with Nicholas from Sweden, who is formerly from Iran. Nicholas, what else for us? Anything else?
No, I was just saying that Iranian people don't want war. I know that, and they're very friendly toward USA. And these shows on CNN and these junks are all a show. I don't believe that Iran wants a war at all.
No.
I know we've got a crazy government, that's for sure, but...
There's no question. Go ahead.
Absolutely. I think people should wake up and toss these bankers out of power. When I took my money out of the bank, you should see their faces. They panicked. They were like, "Why are you taking out your money?" I'm like, "It's my money. I want it out. I have to book it 3 days earlier in order to get my money." It was crazy.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's the reason for shows like mine is we're doing everything we can do to wake up the people of this country to realize that Iran doesn't want to attack anybody. They just want peace, and that's
Absolutely.
What normal people
I mean, sure, if U.S. attacks Iran, They will defend themselves, but I don't think they want a war. And also, I know that these neocons, they know that Iran won't be as easy as Iraq. And Iraq was not easy at all. And they, I think they want to bring USA down and take this American Union or something with Canada and Mexico. Something is up for sure. And also...
Yeah, that's exactly what their plan is. Sure,
exactly. And this, as soon as U.S. goes in Iran, that's it. U.S. ends because you have so much loan, you can't pay the loans. People are sleeping. I don't know what the hell is going on. I'm sorry for my language.
That's okay.
And, I think it's sad that we in Europe don't have shows like you. I try to spread your show, your MP3s, and the Republic Broadcasting Network to my friends, but it's very sad to watch people because they're blind. They refuse to be waking up. It's like zombies out there.
I know. Yeah, we broadcast all over the world, and I go into my website, and I can tell, you know, what countries people are listening in, and it spans the globe. It really blows my mind to see people that are listening in Russia, Japan, New Zealand, Sweden, Norway,
absolutely.
Germany.
Your show is very unique, and people need this, so please don't go away. donate money, and also... that's it. I'm kind of nervous. Sorry.
Oh, don't worry about it. Oh, that's okay. Listen, my lines are loaded, Nicholas. I really do appreciate your call, sir.
Thank you very much.
And keep listening. Thank you so much
Thank
for
you.
The call,
Goodbye.
And I appreciate that. Okay, let's go to Don in Oregon. Don, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Afternoon, Michael.
How you doing, Don?
Not real good, but okay.
Why, is the weather cold up there? What?
No, I went down to the VA hospital yesterday, and they determined that I had a broken neck, and I didn't know that.
They determined you had a broken neck. Okay.
Well, I had two fractures in the C4 and 5 set, and that they're old fractures that never properly healed. And I'm thinking, well, no wonder I have had headaches for the last 20 years.
But my gosh.
Be that that it may. First of all, did you get your Christmas card?
Not yet.
It's an email.
Oh,
electronic.
It is? Electronic anyway, email. Okay.
We tried anyway. I wanted to touch on something besides that. I don't know if you're going to cover this or not, but going back to the bankruptcy of 1861,
yes.
Which placed the country under emergency war powers at 12 Stat 319.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. On March 1933, Roosevelt on his inauguration, the Congress passed the Amendatory Act to the first Trading with the Enemy Act of 1917, right? That was at 48 Stat 1.
Okay.
Okay. At the time when the United States was not in a shooting war with any foreign foe, the American people were unknowingly at war with their conquerors, the bankers and power elite, who had defeated the country chiefly by the paper money banking swindle, not by force of arms. This amended version provided legal justification for the dramatic increases in the power, scope, and authority of the U.S. government, now an administrative agency of the Federal Reserve International Monetary from bankers. Three facets of such increases are, one, the president became a monarch in a constitutional dictatorship under Section 1 of the Title 1 of the Amendatory Act. Two, the original Trading with the Enemy Act excluded citizens of the United States from being treated as the enemy when involved in transactions wholly within the United States. Think the Commerce Clause here, everybody. The Amendatory Act of March 9, 1933, however, included the people of the United States as the enemy by inserting the following, quote, ellipsis, by any person within the United States or any place subject to the jurisdiction thereof, ellipsis, end quote. Emphasis of mine, I'd like to add, anybody that accepts and uses a U.S. postal zip code. That's under their purview. Number three, through the Amendatory Act, also known as the Emergency Banking Relief Act, the American people became merchants and a colorable private law merchant. There's your admiralty, maritime jurisdiction. A particular version of the ancient law of negotiable instruments whereby anyone dealing with private commercial paper is subject to all the laws, rules, regulations, policies, restrictions, and harsh penalties connected with its use. You have to excuse me, I'm catching a cold. But that was my point. I wanted to throw that in there while you're doing a very excellent job, I might add.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate it, and I'm not going to cover it now because you just did. Go ahead.
I didn't know if you were going to get it because the Brothers of the Lakota Nation, you know, I love them. I really love them.
Well, actually, I put out a contact piece for Russell Means. I want to see if I can get him up on my show to talk about this because I'm going to continue to follow that story. I find it fascinating that they had the gumption to do that, and I want to see how that proceeds. At any rate, okay, well, listen, Don, I appreciate the input, and you covered that for me so I don't have to, and I got to move along. So I appreciate the call, buddy, okay? Let's go to George in Florida. George, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
You know what concerns me about this Lakota thing is where it's going to put the government on the ropes is that if Lakota succeeds in secession and it is legalized, you could probably see the Cherokee Nation, the Navajo Nation, the Seminoles, and a bunch of other tribes start seceding. And this could put the United States government on the ropes because there's a lot of natural resources on those reservations, like oil and stuff like that, and that could really mess up the world market as far as the power elites making major profits.
Well, I hope they all secede. You know, I give kudos to the Lakota Nation. And by the way, I mean, they are affiliated. I was perusing along the websites, and it seemed to me, I mean, they had a whole list of, you know, the Cherokees and the Sioux and the Iroquois. I mean, just on and on and on and on and on. So I don't know whether that's a part of it or whether, you know, they're just affiliated in their group or what. But I know that there's sections of five different states. It's not that they're trying to secede. I mean, they pulled out. They said they're not dealing with the United States anymore because the United States has violated every treaty going back 150 years that they have ever entered into with them. This is why I was on the topic today of the Act of 1871 because they've done the same thing to us. They've been lying to us all along. You know, and the thing is now, George, is that the cover's coming down. All right, we're awake now. We know what's going on, and our only job left is to wake up the rest of the sleeping public to it because they're not going to continue to get away with this. Look at the support that Ron Paul is gathering here. Look at the money that's coming in. Look at the exposure he's starting to get. Look at the people, new blood that are coming in that have never voted before, college kids and so forth. Look at the tidal wave that's building for this guy. These people are scared to death, George.
Well, you know, the thing is, did they ever try to do anything to Ron Paul? Do you know I think they're really looking at, too, is that if they do something, try to pull something like to harm him physically, that they're going to find out they've bitten off more than what they can chew?
Well, yeah. Ultimately, if you look at it in context, it's a small group of people in comparison to the mass population of the United States. It's just that little small group at the top of the pyramid. And these people, just by virtue of their actions, are probably the most paranoid group of people on the face of the earth. They are scared to death that they're going to be exposed for who they are and what they are. And it's happening. And, you know, with the likes of us and you and, you know, the other listeners out there with the diligence to get out there and hand out videotapes and talk to their neighbors and friends, this is happening. I see it happening all the time. Look at the hate crime bill that got shot down, okay? That one guy, Ted Pike, on the airwaves that's been broadcasting like Paul Revere. You know, we are experiencing victories here. We are seeing – we're living in interesting times because we are seeing right before our eyes – a man that has been raised from nothingness up to the point where this is a force, Ron Paul I'm speaking of, is a force that to be reckoned with, all right? And these guys are going to have a severe problem with this man. Tom Tancredo dropped out yesterday, and now he's endorsing Mitt Romney, for crying out loud. Lord knows why. I was expecting that with his political position that he might endorse Ron Paul. But at any rate, you know, you've got these guys jockeying for position here, and you got Huckabee now that is supposedly making his move because the other candidates are falling by the wayside because they're being exposed for their nonsensical views on things. So it's going to get interesting as this group narrows and as the debates get more and more pointed towards the issues. You're going to see Ron Paul coming forward as a beacon of light, and you're going to see the attacks really start. So
well,
it's going to be interesting.
Like they said, Huckabee is supposed to have his money bomb on the 27th. Well, I think he's going to be a money bubble that's going to go pop.
He's supposed to have a money. Now, how is he? How is he obtaining this money on the internet?
Yeah, possibly. And like I say, all I can find is like pledges to for $47,000 so far.
That's well, hopefully, you know, hopefully he won't be around long as well. I mean, on his website, is it depicting how much money has been raised or how much money he has raised so far or what?
Well, that's just pledges of $47,000. That's all it is. But here's the thing is like I said, with the Indian thing, what kind of scares me is I'm half Cherokee. I mean, if Cherokee Nation pulls out, I might have to go and defend that reservation and their sovereignty. And by defending their sovereignty, I'm hoping to protect the sovereignty of this country.
Well, you know, what's interesting about that is that these people are saying that anybody, whether you've got any Indian blood in you or not, from what I'm assuming by reading the article, anybody that wants to renounce their citizenship can go live there. And they'll issue them a passport, driver's license, and you could be a part of it. And I'm looking at this and saying, well, maybe that's an option, you know.
I mean, I'm going to keep. Yeah, John Stadmiller can move there instead of getting out of the country.
John Stadmiller? Well, John Stadmiller's all about taking the country back, and there's nothing wrong with that. You know, I'm about doing the same thing. And, you know, the idea about relocating to some other part of the globe doesn't excite me. I'm the first to admit that I don't want to move out of this country. But the fact of the matter is when, you know, some of the things that go on in my world behind the scenes may at some point in time give me no choice. You know, I'm not going to go into elaborate detail on the air, but and John understands that. You know, I mean, you know, the fact of the matter is there are reasons why some people may want to expatriate. If a guy's 75 years old and he's taking $3,000 a month worth of prescription drugs and he doesn't have the ability to raise a rifle if it comes to that point, you know, over the border in Mexico, he can buy the same prescription drugs for one-tenth of the money. You know, so that would be financially reasonable for somebody to do. You know, it's not true in every case, but there are certain cases where people, you know, they would be better off leaving. At any rate, by the way, have you gotten a hold of Greg Pound?
Yeah, I talked to him earlier. He's sort of like busy scrambling, getting some stuff done. But I told him call in and plug in, but like I say, he's trying to get his campaign underway right now.
That's a prime example of the diligence. People stepping up to the plate. You know, he was affected by having his children taken away from him, and he's stepping up to the plate and trying to do something about it. And it's not really about, you know, winning. It's about making the effort. You know, because one of these days when you stand before your maker, you know, you're going to be asked, what did you do? What events transpired in your life to try to offset this tyranny? And we're all going to have to answer for that. So,
Greg, he just wants to inject real issues into the office of sheriff. Like, you're supposed to be protecting my rights. You're not supposed to be suborning to the state for their will, their unconscionable will with this Child Protective Services. You know what I mean? It's like he wants to bring these kind of issues into the campaign. Like, quit taking all this money from the federal government. It's like me drinking 5 pots of coffee a day. It's not good for me.
Well, you know, it's just like with the banksters, as Don, the previous caller, called in. You know, the banksters, are, when I was reading this article, they don't lend – there's strings attached to everything. You know, you get federal funding. You know, the feds come in and they give federal funding to the sheriff's department or the you know, local law enforcement. There's strings attached to that. And that's how they get you, just like what the banksters do. You know, when they lend you money, there's strings attached to that. And what we have to do is we have to cut those strings. We have to cut those ties that bind, and we have to educate people in you know, how these people operate. And part of the problem is that the mass of the American people cannot wrap their mind around the fact that people could be that devious. You know, these people that are behind the scenes that are trying to take us down and, you know, implement a new world order, they're very nefarious people. They're evil people. They have no value of human life. And a normal thinking individual cannot – it's very difficult for them to wrap their brain around that and understand that these people don't think like they think. So this is why a lot of people live in denial, you know. But we're working on it, George. We're waking them up.
Well, God bless, Mike.
All right, thanks for the call.
Merry Christmas. You going to be on Monday?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I will. And I'm not sure. I think I got a guest coming up Monday. I don't know. Maybe Eric Schein. I'm going to call him after I get off the air. I don't know. At any rate, again, thank you so much for the call, and you have a Merry Christmas, sir. Okay? Hello? Okay, we're still on the air? Yes, okay. I guess that was it. Let's see. Oh, I see. I got a message here. All right, where was I? Now, let's go back to – I want to recap this here, folks. H.R. 192, House Joint Resolution 192, as of June 5th, 1933, no one in the nation has been able to lawfully pay a debt or own anything. And then as Don called in, he was talking about, you know, they've got us pinned down as the Trading with the Enemy Act, and they view us as the enemy. So, you know, what does that say? And who does it say is actually running this? So the president of the United States, from their particular perspective, is nothing more than a monarch, a mid-level manager, if you will. Interesting thoughts. I don't know. As I said, Don had sent me this information, and I proofed through a lot of it. But I'll tell you what, folks, it's just the tip of the iceberg. I could be going through this here for the next 6 months trying to wrap my head around how deep this is. And this is why I say, you know, you when we get out these DVDs like Freedom to Fascism, where people, you know, they look at a movie that was done so well by Aaron Russo, and, you know, it doesn't tell them one fraction of what's really going on, but at least it wakes them up enough to the fact that the government lies to them. And it opens their mind up enough to where if they're lying about that, they're lying about other things, and it makes them objective. We'll be back in three with the final segment. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Be right back.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code CLUBRADIO when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
All right, folks, we're back. Final segment of The American Awakening. Your host, Michael Herzog, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. 1871, the Act of 1871. So we're really just human resources, folks. We're chattel. We're slaves. And all of the revenue laws are under corporate laws. And this is why these people that go into these tax trials wind up and go into jail, and they fight the good fight and they talk about the Constitution, but it doesn't make any difference because there's a secret parallel set of laws that we are supposed to know nothing about when they changed our Constitution back in 1871. They've been lying to the Indians for 150 years and cheating them and taking their families and taking their land. Seems like that's a similarity that's going on over in Israel, huh? Where they keep taking the Palestinian land. I wonder if some of those same people are involved. And this is nothing new. It's been going on for a long, long time. How does that make you feel, folks? How does it make you feel that you grew up in a country that they fed you full of all this nonsense, believing that we were the land of the free and the home of the brave, and we lived in a constitutional republic, and we're protected by all these laws, and you're innocent until proven guilty, which we know is a big lie. Okay, as far as I can see, they're looking for anything that they can find on anybody right now to invoke and put them into the system, grab them for revenue, make them a criminal. And then when they do that and they find something on you, they put you in the prison system. That's a whole nother issue. They've got you going there too. And from what I understand by my friend Don in Oregon, they're posting bonds on these criminals that are incarcerated, making money off of that as well. Then they have what they call it, the Unicor, I believe, that the stock is privately owned by judges and prosecutors and government officials, and they're making money off of the prisoners and paying the prisoners 23 cents to $1.15 an hour, and you don't even get a raise unless you can first speak English. So, that's a great game they've got going. You have to give them credit for one thing. They've been very clever, very cunning in what they have established here. And as I said before, and by the way, Randy, I want to thank you. You sent me a note, and I said there is no man that is more enslaved than a man that thinks he is free. And Randy sent me an email, and he told me that he gave me the guy that coined that phrase, and I believe it was, and I'm going to look this up right now because I looked at it a minute ago, Johann Wolfgang von Goethe. Von Goethe. Was he a painter or was he a musician? I don't know. But at any rate, right, no man is more enslaved than the one who believes that he is free. And all your life, you've been told that you're free. Land of the free, home of the brave. Telling everybody around the world, this is the beacon of light. This is the place to come to build your dream. And it's all a lie. How's that make you feel? I'm disgusted. I'm disgusted in one sense, but I'm enlightened and at peace in another, because now I know who I'm dealing with, and I'm dealing with somebody that I know doesn't tell me the truth about anything, and that's okay. What's that old saying, keep your friends close, keep your enemies closer? At least now I know who I'm dealing with. There was a time in my life when I was another dumbed-down American where I used to actually believe what these people would tell me, and you know what? The people that are telling you, for example, an immigration officer, an IRS agent, or whatever, whoever the bureaucrat you choose, these people are telling you something, and they actually believe it because they're being told to tell you that by these other people that believe it as well, and it goes all the way up to the top. Think about that. So the next time you're in an immigration office or an IRS office, just remember that person that is telling you what they're telling you, they actually believe it to be true. It's up to us to educate them, let them know it's not. Hey, the end of another day. Friday, hey, weekend's coming up, folks. I want you to have a great weekend. I want you to have a Merry Christmas. I'll be back Monday, but getting close to the holidays. I'm excited about that. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report with John Stadmiller. I don't know whether he's got a guest or not, but it'll always be a good show, and I'll be listening. So I will see you Monday. Bye. I'm not ready to back down. I'm still mad as hell, and I don't have time to go around and round. With reason.